How dare you call me a motherfucker? How dare you?
You stay away from my mom.
Sorry. Whatever parent you prefer, fucker.
Step aunt. Get a new board over there?
I sure did.
That's a nice board.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, I like that one. I like that one. Also with us is a very special guest. Big Smooth.
I'm not special.
He's very special.
I hate being special.
No, you should love it.
Okay.
You're special in my heart and my soul.
Special.
I'll take it.
And a little bit of my penis. All right. I mean, what?
That's fair.
Yeah, it's just three of us today. No, yeah. Russell.
Yeah.
He's on a secret mission.
Oh, yeah.
Very secret.
So, no WrestleMania.
No WrestleMania. So, we got Smooth-a-mania.
Oh, yeah, to the tippity top from the cream of the crop.
That's right. Riding Space Mountain over here.
That's Ric Flair.
It's still wrestling. Oldest ride, longest ride line. One of those.
God damn.
Fuck it all. We're done. Thank you for listening to us.
Don't let your meatloaf.
Don't let your meatloaf.
Don't let your sheep goat.
Don't let your sheep goat. This is the DQB Weekly.
Sure is.
Where we talk about news, movie news. We talk a little bit about that. Sometimes we talk about cards.
More of that lately.
Yeah, a lot of that lately. Yeah, we're going to talk like this now. We're talking about...
I feel like there's been a problem.
Yeah.
I am sorry.
Shane did it.
TCG trader right now.
What the fuck, dude? Get off your fucking phone.
I don't have a problem. I'm fine.
I was optimizing a cart.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, we talk about a bunch of fun shit. We're just big nerds talking about big nerd fun shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. First up in this wonderful show, we have correspondence.
That's right. We have an email.
Oh. Yeah, an email.
We have an email from PsychMyth.
Oh, shit.
The subject is Corey Spandis.
Okay.
Okay. Hype man Shane, WrestleMania is not here. Your boy Dave, and it's possible special guest.
I've lost my name.
It's addressed so wonderfully. It's about 7 a.m., and I have been on the road for 3 hours on the day on my way to the land of Mississippi for a fishing trip. I thought what a better way to pass the time than sharing my opinions? Me, a straight white man in my 30s, critiquing entertainment with white men of uncertain sexualities in their 30s. Our sexualities are uncertain?
It depends on
I mean, whatever. Depends on that. I think that's the definition of uncertain. It's what the people want. Who am I to deny them? I have a few recommendations, all Asian oddly enough, because I guess I'm a weeb. First up, I watched House of Ninjas on Netflix. It's about a family of shinobi who have retired to lead seemingly normal lives after losing the oldest son in their mission. It shows how each member deals with the loss, including the youngest son, who has been raised without any knowledge of their past lives. Despite trying to move on, they keep getting pulled back in to use their skills on odd jobs for the secret ninja bureau.
Sold.
And begin to uncover the evil plans of their past foes. I really enjoyed the clash between modernity and tradition in their portrayal of Japan. It has action, drama, and comedy, and keeps you guessing. Several twists. That sounds interesting.
Huh.
Also on Netflix and recommended to me after finishing House of Ninjas, I watched Bloodhounds. This is a Korean thriller about two Marines turned boxers working together to take down a bloodthirsty loan shark that has taken advantage of businesses struggling through during COVID. Through a fine print con and a legion of henchmen coming to collect.
I've heard of this one.
Korea really knows how to write a revenge story, and this one delivers. Less gritty than some, but just as violent. And not without a balance of lighthearted moments. It could be because I've been sitting or getting more into boxing, but I thought the fight scenes and training sequences were awesome and memorable. Holy shit, Mike. You keep fucking writing. This is a long email.
That's good. Thanks, yeah. Mike.
I may have recommended this one before, but Tokyo Vice, one of my favorite shows on Max, is coming up on its second season finale. I got hooked on this dramatized but true story of American news journalist Jake Adelstein's experience in Japan as he tries to expose one of the biggest Yakuza clans of the 90s. I love everything about the show. It's cool to see a period piece of a time I remember, but in a completely different culture. I don't usually get that into crime dramas, but with the added history, I can't get enough of this one. Probably my favorite show streaming right now. Highly recommend.
Okay.
Well, I've killed about 45 minutes writing this. Only 8 more hours to go. Ha ha. Currently imagining Russell reading ha ha out loud. No, you got me, Shane.
Shane,
you got me. You got me. Miss you guys. If you DQP, do some more martial arts movies, you know I'll be there. We just did one.
We did.
We just did one.
Should have invited him.
Aww.
He's in Mississippi.
Yeah, he's not even in the state, so. Or movies with a fart cum fart scene.
Wait a minute. There's a movie with a fart cum fart scene?
Oh, my God. Have you not seen it?
Dude, you need to watch Dream Scenario.
That also sounds like the most relieving way.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like,
fuck. The only thing that could top that off is afterward just taking a nice morning piss.
Oh, he cries.
A morning piss.
Oh, even better.
Much love. Don't let the beats float. Psych myth. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
We love you.
You know that's how they get the beets out of the field, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. That's cranberries.
That's cranberries.
That's cranberries.
I just wanted to say it, though. I thought it was funny.
I liked it, though. I enjoyed it.
Dave's touching me.
But, like, in a good way.
He's into it. It's fine. Don't worry about it, guys.
They keep telling you I'm into it, but... There'll be a movement one day.
Whoa.
A bowel movement.
No.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Mike. Is that all we had for correspondence?
Yeah, we just had the one, yep.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it was a girthy one, but yes. Just the one, yeah.
Mike's known to be pretty girthy. Not that I would know.
Uh-huh. Uncertain sexuality.
Yeah, I caught that.
You guys looking at me.
Hey, we're not looking at you. We're not judging either.
I was definitely looking and judging. It's fine.
I'm pretty sure I'm straight.
I'm pretty sure. I'm sure people have said that before, Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really give a fuck. All right.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Shit don't matter. Shit don't matter.
Be happy.
I'm pretty happy most of the time. You know what I'm also happy for? Headlines!
Headlines! Here we go. I'm going to keep talking, guys. First up on headlines.
Dude, I'm
doing all the Russell shit.
Rambling Man Shane.
The Rock reveals new shampoo as part of his skin line hitting Target stores.
Uh-huh.
Wait.
Hold on. According to metro.co.uk, Dwayne The Rock Johnson seemingly expected some confusion and jokingly addressed the criticism in the slogan, simply quipping, "My hair would have loved this 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner."
Jeez.
What a fucking shill.
What the fuck? The Rock?
I don't know, man.
He's to like that guy. Now I'm like, I don't know about
just
him.
He puts his fucking name on everything and then...
I don't like him.
Yeah.
You don't like him?
No. Took Brendan Fraser's fame away. There's a whole theory there.
What?
Oh yeah. There's a whole theory there that like he basically like got moved out of like the Mummy series after like Mummy 2, and then like if you look into it, just Google it. Like you're going to fall down a whole rabbit hole that I don't really want to go into right now.
But, well, I mean, the Brendan got like shoved out because of the like weird sex stuff of
that didn't help, but also like
yeah, they replaced him with The Rock.
Like took over and basically became like a huge movie star right after like Scorpion King.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember the CGI Scorpion King? It was fucking terrible.
I mean, yeah, but, and the actual Scorpion King movie, he was also awful in.
Yeah. But like think about how many movies he did after that should have been Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Or Journeys. Sure. The Center of Earths. Mm-hmm. Or all that stuff. Everything would have been better with Best Brendan curious. Fraser. Jumanji's would have been better with Brendan Fraser. Because they did that Jumanji remake.
Yeah, like 100 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything would have been better with Brendan Fraser. The WrestleMania would be better with Brendan Fraser.
Agreed. Agreed.
I said it.
He would help Cody finish his story.
Yeah, he would.
Our next story. According to The Hollywood Reporter, there is a new Matrix movie in the works with Drew Goddard writing and directing.
Is it going to be as bad as the other ones?
I mean, probably. Let me look up Drew Goddard. Let's see. He was an executive producer on the Netflix Daredevil. He produced Bad Times at the El Royale. This is all producing credits. Writing credits. He was the creator of the Netflix Daredevil. He wrote Bad Times at the El Royale. He wrote The Defenders on Netflix. He wrote The Martian, World War Z, Cabin in the Woods. Four episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That's a motion comic. That's weird. What? He wrote some episodes of Lost. He wrote the Cloverfield movie. Oh, he did write. He did write some of the episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and of Angel.
Okay, time out. Time out. You got a pretty good track record here.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a little bit of faith in this.
Sure.
Because it's not like the other shit that I had to watch.
Yeah.
Because like the first Matrix was super. Like, all right, I'm in this.
The first one was great, and then everything after
fell
that was
off like
trash,
real bad.
The newest one was not great.
Yeah, everybody. The last one unanimously disliked. Mm-hmm. 2 and 3 are kind of half and half.
Yeah,
like some people are like this is awful, and some people are like these are awesome.
Yeah,
I didn't like any of them after 1.
No,
but I haven't seen the last one.
I got faith though. You know, I was at a coffee store the other day. Okay, because you brought up Buffy.
Sure.
And someone goes, which one's better? And it wasn't a coffee store. We went and got coffee afterward. It was at Hot Topic, which is not the same as it was 20 years ago.
Correct. No.
When Hot Topic was cool. That's my opinion. But anyways, my daughter loves it. We're in there and it said, which one's better? Vampire Diaries or Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Oh, Jesus.
The Buffy? Marks were too close as far as which one was better. And I put a mark down for Buffy. Because Vampire Diaries is crap compared to Buffy. Buffy's a fucking classic. And it hurts my heart.
Yeah, that's messed up. That's crazy.
That's bullshit. I watched so much Buffy the Vampire Slayer with my mom and dad. That's it.
Oh, I thought there was more story to it.
Nope. Watched a bunch of it.
Okay.
Nice.
Loved it.
Good.
I'll shut up.
No, you're a third of the show.
Oh shit.
Also the host.
I'm the host,
bro.
Okay, third and final headline. I thought this was an April Fool's thing, but it was published today, so I don't think it is.
Could still be.
Julia Garner joins the cast of the Fantastic Four. Now I'm gonna look at the.
Tom Russell, see my V-neck?
Yeah, I see that.
It's a pretty deep V.
He just laid a t-shirt that was laying in the room on top of himself. So
it is like eight sizes smaller than because Russell wears a schmedium.
Okay, so guys, did you guys watch what is the name of that show? It'll say
Community.
No,
Dave did.
Yeah, I've been watching that.
It's the show where God damn it.
Probably have watched it.
Ozarks.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I watched Ozarks.
So you know the like little blonde.
I don't know shit about Fuck Girl. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like
she cusses.
You gotta stop me! You're gonna have to fucking kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she doing something?
Hold on a second. Fantastic Four. This is by Deadline. The Fantastic Four. Julia Garner joins Marvel Studios movie as a Shala Ball version of Silver Surfer. What in the actual fuck?
Wait a minute. This doesn't sound good. Shane sounds upset.
He does sound upset. I know what Silver Surfer is.
I know it's Silver Surfer's a dude, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to be.
Doesn't have to be. Well,
does he identify anyway?
Huh?
I just know that Silver Surfer identify as. I'm just asking.
I mean, it's a dude.
I didn't know if it was just a being.
I mean, he was a dude before he was the Silver Surfer.
Oh, I never knew his origin.
Yeah, he gets turned into the Silver Surfer by Galactus.
Okay.
Was he still a surfer?
He's the hero.
He's just a guy.
Okay.
Well, he wasn't human, though.
He's more human. Than human.
But Shala Ball is a version of Silver Surfer that I have never heard of.
Oh.
I wonder if that's a different, if that's like a multiverse version. I don't know. I'll have to look into it. But yeah, plot details. Marvel Studios had no comment. Plot details for the film are unknown. Sources say Garner will play Shala Ball, a version of Silver Surfer from the comics. Garner's star has been on the rise ever since she won her first of three Emmys for playing Ruth on the Netflix crime drama Ozark. She also landed an Emmy nomination for her portrayal of Anna Delvey in the limited series Inventing Anna.
Neat.
Yeah.
That is pretty neat.
That's fucking wild, though.
I really liked her in Ozark.
No, I mean, she seemed like a really good actress. I'll have to look into that version of the character, but I think it was funny. The first comment on the Reddit thread is, if you're thinking about stopping Galactus from eating your planet, you're going to have to fucking kill me!
That's even better.
God damn it.
I like that.
Okay.
And that's all I have for headlines.
Headlines.
What we got next?
What we have next, Nathan, thank you for asking me.
Host of the show,
Dave, who's so good at his job.
Yeah.
I'm so goddamn good at my job.
Yeah, you are.
I'm so good. That's why I know that it's recommendations.
Recommendations.
Yep. You want me to do that part too?
I just did it.
No, I mean the actual recommendations.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys should download Mana Box and make decks. That's it. No, that's not it.
Doug does. Sends them to me.
I do it too.
Oh. Shane doesn't send them to me.
Yeah. I don't get included because they don't like me.
Dave never has free time.
That's true.
I only send decks. I send decks to Bill from Indy. And then when people send me their decks, I talk to them about it.
Would you say
them better decks? That's what he's trying to say.
No, I just talk to them about it. I don't send them a revised version. I just I'm like, hey, this
would
is
you
what
say
I think.
They're unsolicited deck picks.
Yeah, yeah. I don't ask for them.
Yeah, changes how you're sending deck picks.
I'm getting sent deck picks.
You sent deck picks and sending deck picks.
Yeah,
like.
It's just like a deck pick community.
Yeah, it's just like just a whole pool of deck picks.
Nathan, you had a couple recommendations other than Magic, though.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, no. So, I recently watched, like, as in, like, about 30 minutes ago, I just finished up this movie on Netflix called Dumb Money, which is the story of the GameStop trade that occurred in, like, 2020 to 2021. It was the craze of the stock market where this guy, he buys a GameStop at a very low cost and basically screws out all the hedge fund people off of Reddit by, like, getting people to buy into GameStop and hold the line and not sell and jump the price up from, like, nothing to $400, $483 a share or something like that.
Yeah, it got really
and,
high.
And basically just, like, blew the market way out and showed that it was rigged for the rich to stay rich and us, the lowlies, to never make any money. But in this case, you know, he outed a bunch of companies that way. By not even, and he wasn't even trying to. Like, he wasn't encouraging people. He was just saying, I like the stock.
I like the stock.
Yeah. And it just, it goes over the whole story of that. And, like, it has, like, you know, it shows, like, other people that are, like, watching that are investing in on it and doing their thing and, like, how much money they made off of it.
Mm.
And it's star-studded, really. Like, I don't know the name of the guy. I guess I could look it up. But he played Scarecrow in the Batman movie. You know, the Edward from Twilight Batman movie? I don't remember his name. What's his name?
Played Scarecrow?
Yeah.
No, he Riddler.
Played the Riddler. Riddler. He played the Riddler. That's what I was saying. Edward.
Paul Batman. Dano?
What is Edward?
Yeah, Paul Dano.
Robert Pattinson, guys.
Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, yeah. But what's that guy's name you said?
He said Paul Dano.
Paul Dano?
That's the guy that played Riddler?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in it. Pete Davidson's in it. America Fiera's in it. Is that how you say her name? I think.
Yeah.
She did that Superstore show.
Yeah.
I like her. Like, there's like a... there's just a bunch of people in it. It's crazy. What's his name from Parks and Rec's in it?
Yeah, let me just look up the movie.
Nick Offerman?
Nick Offerman, yeah. I don't remember names. I just remember characters.
Yeah, here you go. I'll go down the list. You got Paul Dano, Pete Davidson, Vincent D'Onofrio. D'Onofrio. Everybody says it wrong. D'Onofrio. America Ferrera. Miala? I don't know who that is. Nick Offerman, Anthony Ramos, Seth Rogen. Jesus Christ.
Rogen.
I'm sitting in Russell's seat. So
yeah, you're
like,
talking
like
Russell.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Fucks up my pronunciation.
It's that chair.
Talia Ryder, Sebastian Stan, Shailene Woodley, Kate Burton, Clancy Brown, Dane DeHaan. He's in a bunch of shit.
Shailene.
He's always
Woodla.
Like super fucking creepy.
I just like mispronouncing her name. She dated Aaron Rodgers.
That's a football
Where
guy.
Where the fuck is she at?
Yeah, he sportses.
Yeah. Football. I love football. I'm a big football head.
And it cracked me up that Sebastian Stan's in it.
Yeah.
Like,
he plays
also,
a huge piece of shit.
Yeah, he plays like a huge piece of shit in it. And I was just like, oh, that's not the first time you've played a huge piece of shit. Because I watched the Pam and Tommy show on fucking Hulu, and he was a huge piece of shit in that, too. Because Tommy Lee is a huge piece of shit.
He's in that Nancy Kerrigan and what's her fuck? It's not about Nancy Kerrigan.
Fuck.
It's about the other lady.
He was Tanya Harding.
Tanya Harding.
Yeah, Tanya. I, Tanya. Yeah, he was the one that clubbed Kerrigan.
Yeah.
God, he played a piece of shit in three movies.
Yeah.
Not just three movies. If you watch
There's
The Covenant.
The meat one.
The Covenant?
The one about him being a cannibal chef.
Yeah.
Oh, I've not seen this. I must watch
it. I haven't seen that one either, but...
But The Covenant, I think it was like an early 2000s movie where all these guys had powers, and every time their dads died, they go to their sons.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up absorbing more powers and shows up because they don't know that he exists.
Mm.
Dude, it's such a good... Okay, that's a recommendation, The Covenant. Like, watch that motherfucker, because that movie, early 2000s, young Sebastian Stan in was a fucking excellent movie.
I remember seeing some trailers for that and some clips more recently, too.
Maybe it should make a comeback.
It definitely looked like one of those, like...
Don't call it a comeback.
Like the skulls or, like the style of it looked like kind of like that. Yeah. Or like,
The skulls was so good.
What the fuck was the... What the fuck was the movie with Buffy in it?
I Know What You Did Last Summer?
No.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the movie?
No, not the movie. It had Sarah Michelle Gellar in it, but it was like a weird like college thing. Cruel Intentions.
Oh, I know that movie.
Didn't they do like 30 sequels for that?
Well, I mean, that they weren't the people that were important that made it like a movie weren't in it.
They do that a lot in movies, though. They're like, this is a good movie.
Especially then.
And it makes like 30 other fucking shit sequels. Because
that was 99.
But yeah.
Yeah. But like that style.
Uh-huh.
Where they looked like that. A lot of those movies looked the same.
Fuck.
Even the horror movies from then looked the same.
Yeah. All right. Other recommendations. So, due to the fact that we watched a certain Kung Fu movie, Aaliyah. So I didn't realize she was in this, in that movie. And then, like, I was like, oh, well. So Shane recommends it on Spotify. I listen to it on Apple Music. Shane doesn't like Apple Music.
I just talk shit.
I know you do.
I like Spotify.
But I brought it up. And
I use Spotify, and everybody's like, I have Apple Music. I'm like, Apple Music fucking sucks.
Yeah.
And they're just like, huh? Why? I don't know. I never fucking used it.
So, when you bring it up on Apple Music, like now, like if you bring it, like search like Post Malone or anybody, like it'll have like a little music video at the top.
Yeah.
And then you can just like set it to like whatever song you want to play.
Mm.
And it did this with Aaliyah. And I was like, well, that's weird, you know, because she's been dead for like 23 years.
Ah, that's so long.
Which
Jesus.
Is so
I'm having
long.
A heart attack. I'm so old. I know. My knees. And my back.
Take your Metamucil, Shane.
Fuck, hold on.
Fiber's always good. And it's just, it's sad
I'm gonna
to
poop.
Me because she was so beautiful and
she
so
was.
Talented. And it just sucks because she died in a plane crash in the Bahamas.
That's nuts.
And she was married to R. Kelly. And I just went down a rabbit hole of looking at stuff.
Yeah, well, we talked about that.
That's when R. Kelly was probably okay, right?
No, because she was like 15 when they got married. 14?
Exactly, so it's fucking probably wrong. I don't know, I think it was like from 94 to 95. She died in 2001, and I think she died at 22.
Yep.
So your math probably fucking tracks, which Jesus. Is fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Nonetheless, I digress. We should all listen to some of her music on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your music, YouTube,
Apple, Spotify.
Whatever. And, you know, let's remember that because, you know, she I've seen two movies with her in it. Okay, and I fucking love Queen of the Damned. Some of it, not really. Okay, the movie is fucking could have been done better, but the soundtrack for that motherfucker and her character in that movie were fantastic.
Yeah,
she's the queen.
She was awesome in that.
She was
like, and she had some good acting chops in this other movie that we'll talk about at a later date.
Yeah,
yeah, much later date.
I don't know. Those are my recommendations.
Rest in peace, Aaliyah? Like 23
years
later? 23 years
ago?
Died way too soon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But at least she wasn't trapped in the closet.
Let's not talk about R. Kelly, please.
I'm not gonna.
But that's gonna do it for recommendations, I think.
Recommendations.
That's it.
That's it. I didn't really watch anything new.
Well, you did, though, didn't you?
Oh, I've watched things, yeah.
Yeah, did you... Do you have something in your VCR this week?
I do, Shane!
What's in your VCR this week, Dave?
Oh, Shane, thanks for asking, buddy.
Yeah, no problem.
I really appreciate you checking up on me in my VCR.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. All right.
I don't know, man. I saw, like, a weird Sling Blade, like, reel earlier, and it's just been in my head.
I ain't not got no gas in it.
I ain't got no gas in it.
So I watched a movie from 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Called Vicious.
Okay.
And in this movie is only one person I know. It's Tom Savini.
Whoa.
Tom Savini's in this movie.
This is like a C movie.
Not even.
Like when the effects guy is the big name.
Yeah.
That's like I'm doing the effects and starring in this movie.
He's not even starring in it.
Oh, he's not? It's,
so the synopsis of this movie.
Okay, go ahead.
Is a group of campers encounter a brutal government agent whom uses them as bait to capture a vicious creature, a failed government experiment loose in the woods.
That plot summary sounds familiar.
Yeah, for like 30 movies.
Yeah, like pretty much okay. Like every 30. So this movie is fucking awful.
I'm sorry.
It is like below sci-fi original movies bad.
Oh, damn.
I had to like, I looked up some trivia for it.
Okay.
The big monster, it's just like this weird monster. You really only see its like head and then really bad CGI later.
Oh, God.
You only see the head because the rest of the animatronic didn't work and was broke. So they just had the head part that really didn't work that well anyways.
Oh, God.
And then they just CGI'd, like early 2000 CGI'd the monster when it was attacking people. The acting is fucking horrendous. Tom Savini, I mean, I love Tom Savini in general.
Yeah.
But he's so fucking bad in this because he's just like, yeah, I'm a real cool government guy. Hell yeah, brother. I'm like, you're fucking Tom Savini, dude. Like,
So... there's a lot of people in that like that tier of acting that, and it's actually kind of a wide tier, like that I think owe a lot of their success to the director.
Yeah.
Because they're like, no, that was shit. Let's do it again, but you need to do it like this. And then they're like, oh, yeah, okay. And they do it. They do it how they're told to do it. And then it comes out okay.
Yeah.
Where like when they're left with guys that are still in, you know, film school or dropped out of film school or just suck shit.
Yeah.
And have no budget. Like, they're like, yeah, I'm going to act this way. And the people are too afraid of someone who has acting credits to tell them that they're doing it bad.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, he's not a great actor. He hasn't done a whole lot of movies.
No, but like, he's been in stuff where he, like, looked good in that movie.
Yeah.
Because he had, like, a good director telling him how to do it.
Dust Till Dawn.
Exactly.
Yep.
This is exactly what I was thinking of.
Yep.
But there's other movies that he's been in where he didn't look like a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
You know?
This one, like, in, I mean, he's a legend anyways.
Yeah.
He's not known for his acting.
Yeah, but he has acted and didn't look like an asshole when he did it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like...
this one's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's below sci-fi original movie. Like,
that's
the
terrible.
Actors, the like the main characters, like the campers that go to this place to get murdered, they're like,
yeah,
hey, man, let's go drink a beer in the woods. You want to do that? No. That sounds great.
I also think that acting is a little harder than people think it is.
I'm not saying it's not.
Well, I'm just like, it's funny because like you doing it like that reminded me of one time that I don't even remember who it was, but we were trying to do something that was scripted. And I don't even remember when it was or what we were doing, but like somebody read a line just like that. And I was like, are you fucking serious? And they were like, what? Is that how you talk?
Was that when we were doing a table read that one time?
It might have been.
Like, cause where we printed off the Seinfeld stuff and we were trying to, like, read it?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
It might have been that.
Because Doug will do that sometimes.
Well, Doug does that shit on purpose.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Because it's funny. Because he doesn't think that anyone would actually do that. But then, like, someone else actually did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I'm not saying acting's like.
I think I remember
easy.
When that happened because I think we were all sitting there reading parts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think I remember. I don't remember who it was.
I don't either.
Well, either way.
I'm a horrible actor. I've only tried like once or twice and I'm bad at it. But like. These guys were pretty bad, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was like a movie that I don't even... it probably got straight to video.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what I watch in my VCR because I love that kind of shit.
Yeah.
This one was not good.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that fun.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
You like scary movies, right, Dave?
I love scary movies.
Have you ever seen Dog Soldiers, Dave?
I fucking love Dog Soldiers.
Yeah, I was looking to see if it was on VHS on eBay, but you probably already own it.
I don't actually own it on VHS.
I recommend that you buy it on VHS because that's a great fucking movie.
Aren't there multiple movies called Dog Soldiers?
There are,
well,
two or three, I think.
I thought so.
This one was done in like the early 2000s, and it has Kevin McKidd in it, and you're not going to know who that is. He was actually an actor that did Grey's Anatomy later on. He's a like a redheaded Irish guy. Mm. He was also... Nope, that wasn't him. Wait. Yeah, I thought he was in P.S. I Love You. That is not him. Who the fuck was... That was Gerard Butler. And Negan. Because, you know, why remember real names? Jeffrey Dean fucking Morgan.
Yeah, Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
But yeah, no, Kevin McKidd, he was in another movie I'd seen him in. But he's a pretty good actor. He's in Dog Soldiers because I remember him from that. But he's not one of the credits on the front cover. Oh. He's like a secondary actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, you said Tom Sizemore, and I automatically... Was it Tom Sizemore? It was Tom what? What was the guy's name?
Which guy?
Savini? Yeah, Tom Savini. And I know who that is. I don't know why I did the Tom Sizemore thing. But
that's like, what threw me off.
Yeah. Tom's, whatever.
Kevin McKidd was in Trainspotting.
Yes.
That's
Holy
wild.
Shit. Yeah. It is wild.
If you've never seen Dog Soldiers, I recommend that. We're not in that section, but
I think that should be in your VCR at some point in time.
Yeah.
We need to make that happen.
I don't have a copy of
it. If you guys want to send a copy, there's show notes. You can probably find this video or, you know, email the show. We'll give you Dave's address. That's even better.
Yep. That's fine. I trust you. Email me a tape. I would love that.
Yeah. Section by section. Like shot by shot. Just a little cutout.
Just a little cutout of the... But yeah, Vicious from 2003. I couldn't find a Rotten Tomatoes.
Okay, here we go.
But
what do you
it
do
was
there?
A 2.9 on IMDb.
Yeah.
I give it like a 2.
Damn. Yeah. Lower than the IMDb.
Yeah, is bad.
Ooh. All right.
And like not in that fun way.
You know what? That score was Vicious.
Oh, I see what you did there. Gotta love you, Nathan.
I'm good with it. Yeah, thank you.
Right. After what's in my VCR... You know, guys, know what time it is?
No, I don't.
You know what time it is?
It's 6:27.
Yeah, yeah.
Which also means it's time for Hang It Big Brain with Dave!
Hang It Big Brain with Dave!
All right, Nathan, do me a favor.
Pick it up.
Pick a number. Yeah, pick it up. Also, pick a number between 1 and 2. Either pick 1 or 2. Just not a number between them.
2.
Okay!
1.5 is what Doug would have said.
I was going to say 1.5.
Since you picked number 2, that means, I got to scroll to it, I have for you guys a Magic the Gathering quiz.
Oh, fuck.
Shane wins.
No, maybe, maybe not. There's like weird shit.
Can I phone a friend? I want to call Chad.
No.
This is just about like more basic mechanics,
okay,
and some little bit of older stuff.
Fuck. No.
Basic magic stuff.
Okay. Okay. All right,
I'm ready.
It's
10 questions.
All right.
It is multiple choice.
Oh, good.
Okay.
All multiple choice. Shane, what is your buzzer?
Channel Fireball.
Perfect. Nathan?
Counterspell.
Hell yeah.
That would work.
That's a Russell move.
Hell yeah.
And
all right.
I would be like, shit, I'm at one life.
And I throw my cards. That's what I do.
Don't throw the cards.
I don't throw cards. All right, number one of the Magic the Gathering quiz.
Yeah.
Because we're a bunch of fucking nerds and we do quizzes about magic.
Okay.
What is the maximum hand size at the end of your turn? Is it A, there is no limit, B, 7, C, 5, but basic lands do not count, or D, 10.
Channel Fireball.
Shane!
7.
Correct! Nathan?
Pick it up.
No, this is question number 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're doing great.
Thanks, bud.
Russell needs to pick it up, though.
Yeah, he has 0.
Number 2
He didn't even come up with a buzzer.
He didn't. What an answer. Fucking try. Number two. What is converted mana cost? Is it A, the amount of non-color specific mana needed to play a card? B, the total mana needed to play a card without regard to color? C, the difference between the mana you need to play a card and the mana you can provide? Or D, the amount of color specific mana needed to play a card?
Channel Fireball.
Shane!
B, the total number regardless of the color.
Correct! Did you know that, Nathan?
I mean, I'm not fast.
But you're beautiful. Number three.
He's not wrong.
I'm so happy to be losing right now.
Number three.
At least I'm not Russell.
That's right. Pick it up, Russell.
Yeah, everybody can feel good about that. Except Russell.
Russell can't.
Russell.
Ouch. We love you, Russell.
He's going to edit this whole thing out, so it's fine.
These motherfuckers. Fair. It's just going to be like a loud fart sound for an hour.
They were shitting their pants.
Actually, please do that. Number three, during combat, who decides which creature blocks the attacking creature?
Oh.
Is it A, the defending player? B, there is a matchup system that is used? C, the attacking player? Or D, random chance events are used to decide?
Counterspell.
Ooh.
Ooh, Nathan.
B. What were the options again?
Said a letter.
He said B, which is
wrong.
Incorrect.
Yeah, maybe it was A. I don't remember.
It's A, the defending player.
That's what I meant to say, but I got super excited that I was
Channel
fast.
Fireball.
Shade.
A defender.
Incorrect. No, yeah. I'm kidding.
That shouldn't count, though, because you gave away the answer as he was getting ready to beep because you got excited.
That's true.
Neither of us should get the point.
Yeah, throw that question out. Pick it up, Dave.
Because you were like, actually, it's this. And I was like, what are you doing?
Look, man, I was just happy to like get a buzzer.
Hey, man, you got the buzz in, but then you were like,
yeah.
It was premature. I've experienced this in life before.
He fart come fart.
Yeah.
Oh, cry. Fuck, I wish.
Fart come fart cry.
Number four.
Sounds like a terrible video game.
You always lose.
Fart come fart cry three.
Oh, God.
Number four. As magic has grown, new terms have been created for old abilities. Which of the following is not a proper matchup with new to old? Is it A, fear can only be blocked by black and or artifact creatures? B, flash may be played as an instant? C, shroud cannot be the target of spells or abilities? Or D, vigilance cannot attack?
Channel Fireball.
Shane!
It's D, vigilance is actually that it doesn't tap when it attacks.
Correct!
I'm so glad that Shane's here because I'm actually learning more than I'm losing. So,
hey, you picked this quiz.
So you're winning.
Yeah.
You know what? You're winning because you're here with me.
Fear actually doesn't really exist anymore.
Yeah, it's the mind killer.
Because they made Intimidate, which is the same as fear, but it's by whatever color the creature is. So you just put Intimidate on a black creature, and then it's the same as fear anyway. So you just print Intimidate now.
I didn't know that, actually.
Mm.
Number five.
We're all learning.
If you have an instant that says counter target creature spell, like remove soul, when can you use it? Is it A, when the target creature damages you directly? B, when the target creature uses an ability? C, when the target creature is summoned? Or D, when the target creature attacks or blocks?
Channel Fireball.
Shane!
When the creature is summoned.
Correct! This is probably the nerdiest quiz we've ever done.
I mean, we did a bunch of comic book ones.
That's true.
But this is like game rules, so maybe this might be...
This might be the nerdiest
one. Might be the nerdiest one.
Yeah, because I always have to be corrected of game rules, so for me... This is just going over the rules again.
That's why Nathan's the cool guy of the group. He fucking doesn't know the rules. Neither do I.
You know, I can't be considered the cool guy of the group when a guy like Barry's in the group. So
oh, Barry is a cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Let's take 20 minutes to think about Barry.
Fuck. That's how I spend half my day.
Just thinking of Barry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck, Barry, you're so cool.
I just think of his magnificent beard.
It's a good beard.
It is a good beard.
And this is why Mike is confused about her sexuality.
I think about Barry. You know what I think about after that?
What?
Tacos.
Towels.
Yeah.
Oh. Tacos. Ooh.
Usually need towels after the tacos because them tacos be messy.
Them tacos be messy.
I thought you were like talking about shitting yourself.
Oh, no, birria tacos. But I'm hoping that I don't eat too many of them tomorrow to where I have to shit myself.
Have to shit yourself?
Yeah, who's going to stop eating birria? Not me.
Amen, brother. Number six. Sorry.
Jesus, fuck.
Got to talk about my two favorite bees, Barry and birria.
Bowel movements?
Birria. Oh.
All right, number six. What is your library? Is it A, your local magic card retailer, B, your hand, C, the undrawn part of your deck, or D, your magic card collection?
Channel God. Fireball.
I'm going to go with Shane.
Well, the big one's hurt anyway, so it's fine.
The library is the undrawn portion of your deck.
Correct. Shane, you're winning, bud.
Yep.
Did you know that?
I did.
All right. You're doing good.
I'm a Thanks. Loser, baby.
So why don't you give me... I'm a loser, baby. Number seven.
That song's actually about magic cards.
It is. Exactly about magic cards.
Because he's like, I'm a loser, baby. Don't shuffle my deck.
So tap my mountains.
Yeah.
Which of the following statements is false? Is it A, you may only play one artifact and or enchantment per turn. B, you only have one combat phase per turn. C, you may only play one land card per turn. Or D, you have two main phases per turn.
Channel Fireball.
Shane!
A, but there's cards that make all of them false.
Yep, correct!
I was going to say. But as far as regular rules
go. Regular rules.
It's just regular rules.
Yeah, no.
You're correct. Nailed it.
Fuck.
Number
if that
eight.
Was the case, there'd be no Voltrons.
No.
Billy.
Yeah, Billy.
He played a Voltron one time.
But he played all the fucking artifacts.
He did play a lot of artifacts.
Got scary real quick.
Number eight. What does the ability Regenerate allow you to do? Does it A, it allows you to return a creature to combat after dying in order to block multiple attackers or to attack multiple blockers? B, it allows you to return a creature to play after it was killed and put into the graveyard? C, it allows you to prevent a creature from being destroyed at all? Or D, it allows you to return a creature to play from your graveyard at any time.
Counterspell?
Nope.
Nathan!
Is it B?
Incorrect.
I thought that it was like, I killed it, but I can regenerate it and bring it back. Now I know exactly what it is.
What was B?
It allows you to return a creature to play after it was killed and put into the graveyard.
Okay, what's C and D?
C is, it allows you to prevent a creature from being destroyed at all. Or D, it allows you to return a creature to play from your graveyard at any time.
Channel Fireball.
Shane.
It's C.
Correct!
But they've also changed it.
I thought you had to pay.
You do have to pay.
So it sounds more like D.
No, because you have to pay it when it dies. When it would die.
So you can't just bring it back from your graveyard at any point in time?
Mm-mm. There are abilities that do that, but it's not regenerate. Regenerate's like when it happens, you have to pay it. Yeah.
I feel like just like the game. Yeah, it could be, but there's also these situations.
Yeah. Well, I mean, regeneration's gone through a lot of changes. I actually don't think that's how it works anymore. I think it's actually different now.
Ah, so the quiz is out of date.
Void. Yep, out of date quiz.
Void.
Well, that's what I mean, like, with the fear thing as well. Like, I don't think fear exists anymore. It's just intimidate.
Stupid me for picking two.
We can do number one afterwards if you want. Number nine. Do a double quiz.
I would only like to lose once today. That'd be great.
It's a lot quicker than this one.
Oh.
Number nine. An ability that quite a few creatures in Magic share is First Strike.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of a battle between a Deft Duelist, a 2-1 with First Strike, and a Bloodbraid Elf, a 3-2, what would the outcome be? Would it be A, the Deft Duelist would die, B, the Bloodbraid Elf would die, C, they both would die, or D, they both would live?
Channel Fireball.
Shane!
The 3-2 dies. I think that's B. The Bloodbraid Elf or whatever?
Correct!
Yeah, the First Striker wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Correct. Good job, bud. Number 10, the final question on this amazing, not nerdy at all quiz. when are you allowed to play a sorcery? Is it A, only in conjunction with summoning a creature? B, at any time? C, at any time during your main phase when there is no other spell being played, or D, at any time on your turn when there is no other spell being played?
Channel Fireball.
Shane!
C, only on your main phase when there's no other spell on the stack.
Incorrect.
Excuse me?
Yep.
What were the options?
A is only in conjunction with summoning a creature.
Uh-huh.
B, at any time. C, at any time during your main phase when there is no other spell being played.
Uh-huh.
Or D, at any time on your turn when there is no other spell being played.
And you said a sorcery?
Yes.
It's C.
Incorrect.
Counterspell.
Nathan.
D?
Correct!
No.
I'm taking this as a win. I'm sorry. I just wanted to get one.
You can't play sorceries during your combat step. You can only play them during your main phases.
All right. As they're trying to figure this out, we're going to get Wizards of the Coast online here. And
yep, we're getting
we're going to ask him what's going on here. Let's call Bill from Indy.
I'll call him.
No.
Dave. Shane is right. Dave is wrong. He put the wrong one down. Shane was right.
Oh, look, the quiz was wrong.
Quiz was wrong. No, the guy making the quiz was wrong.
So I didn't get a point.
You didn't get a point, buddy. I'm sorry.
I quit.
Don't quit. Don't quit. But Shane did win.
Yay.
Shane's butt did win.
Shane's butt won.
Sure did.
But Nathan remains being the cool guy because he doesn't know shit about rules. High five.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I had for the quiz.
Yeah.
That's all I have for Hanging Big Brain with Dave.
Hanging Big Brain with Dave.
Unfortunately, since it's the end of the quiz, do you guys know what that means?
It's the end of the show.
It's the end of the show. Thanks, Shane. It sucks. We had a lot of fun. I had fun.
Yeah.
It's always fun. Have fun.
Yeah. Hell yeah. This is the DQ Week.
DQP Weekly.
This is the DQP Weekly. I've been, yep, boy.
Yep, boy.
Your boy.
Damn right. And with me, as always, is the Shane Dog, a.k.a. Shane Nasty.
Ew, that's gross.
Also with us is a very special boy, my friend, Big Smooth.
Yay, me.
a.k.a. Producer Smooth.
thanks for joining us. And there's going to be a bunch of stuff that I'm supposed to ramble on about real fast and talk about how we're on Patreon and you can subscribe to us for a dollar, where our goal is to make, I don't know, so many dollars. And you can find us on Patreon at DQ.
Search Drafty Quarters Productions Drafty Q.
Yeah. And, like, you know, listen to the show on your Spotify's or your Apple Pods.
Yep.
And then, you know, we have an Amazon wish list in the show notes. We always like to get stuff, you know, and you can support the show that way because, you know, cords aren't cheap. Mics certainly aren't. We can always use new mics. That's our goal, to get some new mics up in here.
Mm.
Yeah.
And what else am I missing?
Email.
Oh, you can email the show, draftyq@gmail.com.
Social medias.
It's on your social medias.
It is.
No, we have we're on TikTok. We don't ever talk about TikTok. Isn't it going away?
It could be banned.
Freaking Elon Musk.
Yeah, what am I going to watch while I poop?
Instagram.
That's true. You can leave same TikTok.
They're less stringent about the chicks with fake babies showing their tits on Instagram.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, they are.
What?
What?
There's girls with fake babies?
Yeah, they have like a plastic like fake baby. So they're in quotes teaching about breastfeeding, but they're literally chicks with OnlyFans with their tits out on Instagram with a fake baby so that they can have their tits out. And then like, go check my bio. And it's a fucking OnlyFans link.
Time out. I know what you look at on Instagram now, bud.
No. I try to flick past those as fast as possible because I get on Instagram at work and shit. I don't need to be scrolling through and then there's like literal actual titties. Like I can explain away like a chick in fucking like a bikini or something, but like actual tits out, I'm just like, oh, hey, yo. Hey, what's up? What do you need?
Hey, how can I help you? I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick.
I'm just sad because, like, I don't really get on Instagram a whole lot occasionally, like, you know, when we send each other stuff.
Yeah.
And then, like, on TikTok, that's where I go to learn about recipes and foods and stuff.
All that stuff's on.
Or, like, what I'm going to buy at Aldi the next time I go.
Yeah.
And, like, if that goes away, I don't know what I'm going to do.
It's all on Instagram.
I like it on TikTok.
Same.
Sorry, man.
Ugh.
Make the Chinese get our information a different way. Or whatever they're banning it actually for.
Because Mark Zuckerberg's a fucking Zucker asshole.
Yeah, but what's the government saying? They're saying it's because of the Chinese thing, right?
Yeah, but I mean, hasn't Mark Zuckerberg monopolized social media almost to this point?
Yeah, I mean, they already had him in front of the Congress to like talk about it, but
he wanted to buy TikTok. He wasn't allowed to buy TikTok. And because of that, he got.
Oh, I'm sure he's lobbying for it to be banned. It's not all the information.
Yeah,
because
now we have to watch Facebook Reels.
But come like us on Facebook. Comment on our shit, please.
Please do.
Yeah, you better edit all that out.
We might make money off of that.
Like us on Facebook.
Yeah.
Smile. Well, it's been great. It's been fun.
What a wonderful time.
What a wonderful time. So, you know what that means, Shane?
Well, yeah, I do.
Guess we'll just have to catch you on the flip side.
Lippity flat.
And don't let your beans float.
Your beans float.
Sheep goat.
Your sheep goat.